One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Podcast. We are on episode 77. And as you know, it's your two favorites back in your ears once again on this lovely Friday. Actually, kind of like it's kind of cold everywhere, so maybe it's.
And my chest is actually like, you know, when you're tickling your throat.
Yeah, it's not
here for it.
You know, African mummies were onto something when they said cover your neck, because that's what the cold gets to first.
Honestly, maybe I should. Because once the cold touches your chest,
that's it, it's over. You start needing Aboniki and there's nowhere to buy Aboniki. But yeah, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package. And this week, we're kind of going to be speaking about expectations versus reality. So just general expectations. And we're going to be busting a few myths because there's some things people expect that they don't make sense. But before we move on to that, we're just going to give you guys like life updates, like what's going on in the world. You know, we always give you guys a tea. So this is another week for money loss because Mark Zuckerberg, aka Meta, they laid off 11,000 employees this week. And that's kind of wild. Like people were like, loads of people, obviously when the TikTok generation, so loads of like people were like, oh yeah, like, you know, I work from home. I tried to log on to Teams, nothing. Like I couldn't access anything. Like, these people are just like essentially fired, and like they were given like
the compensation. No notice, nothing. Imagine me just waking up and then they
no
say,
work.
I don't know you.
No work, bro. But essentially, they still get paid for like 16 weeks. The health insurance is valid for 6 more months. But the one thing they did mention, they were like, if you're on a visa, you have like 1 month to go back to where you
imagine. Is it yes, I'm going back home?
But yeah, and also in the depths of Silicon Valley, there's also been some more money lost with Elon Musk and Twitter. So Elon Musk the other day started a thing. So now anybody can be verified, which essentially kind of doesn't make sense. And it showed that it didn't make sense because essentially what it was letting people do is you could pay $8 a month to be verified. So gone are the days where you needed like crazy crazy Twitter followers or whatever you tweeted. Like, nah, as a regular person, I could $8 a month is like what's cheaper than Netflix. Like just to be verified on Twitter. But the issue stemmed from like unofficial accounts, like trolls essentially making themselves seem like real people.
So yeah, I can say I'm POTUS.
Exactly. Anu can say she was POTUS. And there was a really big one. So there was a company, the company that sells insulin, said something about how they're making it. Like it was a troll and they posted at the company that sells insulin and they posted something about how they're making insulin like free for all and their stocks drops. Like their stocks drop dramatically. So Elon was like, maybe this isn't really a good idea. So that was scrapped. But Elon Musk being in charge of Twitter was not something I had on my 2022 card.
And whatever. It's funny because they started with the whole verification thing. Then they realized, oh, actually, the verification thing is a bad idea. So now they're like, okay, we'll add an official tag for the people who are real. So I'm like, okay. So basically a verification. So you, this is just a money grab now because... what are you doing, mate? So they had to even scrap the whole Twitter blue thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, also in terms of billionaires, I just remembered apparently not Elon. You know, all of their names are just, they all sound like super villains.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is giving away $110 billion of his worth.
Give it away, boss. Do give it away.
I would just DM him that, hi, please. My name is Anu Luapola. My bank details are account number 11497057. Source code 409016. And I'm just telling you guys, in case anybody wants to send me money, Those are my account details, so you can
We're
replay.
non-profit, so I beg.
Ha! Me, I know I'm a prophet. Don't know about Chidera. Thank you.
Yeah, also, unfortunately, Piers Morgan has made his way back. He's made his way back on my TL.
You know, the thing about Piers Morgan is that his career was so finished after the whole thing with Meghan and Harry that, first of all, he had to go to America because nobody was going to answer him in the UK.
Yeah.
Second of all, his career now thrives off doing like giving an ear to the bad guy, not the bad guy, but like, for example, he did an interview with Kanye West the other day, and obviously, Kanye is mentally ill. We all know this. So anybody who's interviewing him at this point is kind of perp, like they're not doing a good thing for him because they know he's going to say wild stuff. That's why they're trying to get him on. So he did Kanye West. All of us, we closed our eyes, we said he's okay, no problem. Then Ronaldo has now, for people who aren't really football fans, I can't lie, everybody should know who Ronaldo is, Cristiano Ronaldo. If you don't know who he is, then I can't lie, I don't know for you.
Even
But
if you
yeah.
don't know Ronaldo, you know him as Georgina's wife if you watched her series on Georgina's husband if you watch her series on Netflix, but carry on.
Yeah. So obviously he used to play for Manchester United, then he left the club. He, you know, played around other clubs and then he came back to Manchester United. And at first everybody was really excited that this is this really great thing, you know, our legend is back, blah blah blah. But then
Oh no,
he started
trouble was
exhibiting all sorts of agbayaism, like he's
looming.
not any small thing, he's walking off the pitch. Any small thing, he's angry, he's not playing.
Mom.
So if he's not the star of the show, then nobody can hear what. So they had a few managers who were kind of coddling, coddling, coddling. And then Manchester United's current manager, Ten Hag, he said he's not having it. If you want to be a baby, be a baby. So Ronaldo has clearly been unhappy at the club for quite, like, say, the past couple of months. And so
Yeah.
Piers Morgan decided, let me give you a platform to speak. Because the thing about those players is that a lot of them sign contracts where they can't speak. Ronaldo, I don't know. And the thing is that Ronaldo is one of the greats. He's
Yeah,
going out sad. He's going out very
it's
sad.
kind of like, thank God Annie mentioned Kanye. Like, it's kind of like Kanye. Kanye has this beautiful discography, which he's now ruined with his own hands. And Ronaldo had this beautiful legacy, which he's slowly like dwindling. Because after that interview, like the interview dropped, and you know, there were a lot of things I haven't watched it, there were a lot of things that were said, but then now Manchester United has come out and said, we don't fucking want you anymore, bruv. Like,
But you know,
Manchester
and
has
it's
been
the
in
same
all
thing.
sorts of scandals this year.
It's the same thing that with Kanye that people are doing with Ronaldo, where they're like, this is what's his plan the whole time. He wanted to leave the club, that's why he did this.
Yeah.
Cool. But why did he live in this way? Because now nobody's gonna want him. That guy is
Yeah.
37, 38. He's also old. He actually should have just retired quietly, you know.
At David Beckham, just supporting his wife, his son, his kid, living his best life.
Quietly.
He owns AC Milan. Like, he's living his best life. He's on TV, like, just like peaceful, retired peacefully, left his legacy. His kids are doing God knows what, but like, he should have just retired and left it. But no, he had to go on Piers Morgan. Bloody hell!
Bloody
Like,
hell, indeed.
oh.
Anyway, so yeah, and also in the football world, obviously the World Cup is starting in a few. I would say, unfortunately, I'm not as excited for this one. First of all,
But
because the
Nigel
World
didn't
Cup.
make it.
First of all, because
We're not
hello. First of all, because the World Cup is supposed to be in summer. It's supposed to be summer vibes. It's supposed to be summer World Cup Love Island vibes. Unfortunately, we're not getting that. It's because it's in Qatar, and obviously they can't play in like 40 degree heat, so they're making it in November, December. Cool. Now, as a nation, we had one job. Economy, no.
Yeah,
Economy,
what
no. Roads, no.
No,
Security, no.
president, no.
Just
I
kick ball, guys. Just kick ball.
it's so crazy because, like Anu said, as a nation, like if there's one thing that brings Nige together, is there are like a few things. There's Oppression Olympics, Big Brother, slating the president, and football. Like, especially the World Cup. Like when Nige plays like all these friendlies, like no one's very interested. But the amount of togetherness and unity we saw when we played the last World Cup.
Even those that have never watched football in their life, they tune in for the World
Everybody
Cup.
was saying Musa from the rooftops. We're doing the damn thing. But no. Imagine my shock. I beg. Nothing even shocks me again in that place.
But you
Anyways.
know what? Funnily enough, a lot of Nigerians actually said it's good that we're not in the World Cup because, first of all, we have bigger problems. That
yeah, we do need have to bigger. Focus on. We have bigger fish.
To we find. Don't have the money or the budget to be sending people to Qatar when you know. So I guess
last World Cup, as we are supposed to play our first match. You know when we arrived in where was the, what was the last World Cup?
Russia.
You know when we arrived in Russia, 3 hours before the match. They were dressing on the plane.
But yeah, guys, that's the news. So yeah, onto the episode. We'll be talking about expectations versus reality. I also just wanted to let you guys know, obviously the past few episodes have been without guests. Don't worry, the guests are coming back. But it's just we went on a break, so
we have you guys to miss
exactly. Don't worry. Anyway, yeah, so expectations versus reality. I think this is obviously we talked a bit about this in our last episode. If you listen, shout out to you. But expectations versus reality, the first one, we can't talk about expectations versus reality without talking about adulting because
adulting is high key a scam. Like all those years, I want to grow up, I want to do this. I don't want to, bro. I mean, I knew we're actually just speaking about this. Guys, this past my American passport expired. And I told my mommy, mommy said, why are you telling me? Go and renew your passport.
Hey.
Confusion. Where do I even start from? I went to the website, fair enough, it is pretty easy. But then I'd start running around looking for 4x6 passport photos. Looking around.
You know, that year, your mommy would just say, tomorrow we're going to passport office at 11. Wake up.
Thank you. They'll just say, we're going to passport office. You move, you do your passports. Next thing, passport arrives in the mail. I had to pay express. I was like, what kind of, they were asking for birth certificate. I was like, I don't know where my birth certificate is. I don't know this information.
I think obviously, when we were younger, or at least me when I was younger, because my parents are quite strict in terms of going out. So I remember when I was 13, 14, all of my friends were going out and me, I couldn't go out. So I was just thinking, I can't wait till I'm older. I'll just go wherever I want. I don't know why in my 13-year-old mind, going out was the most important thing in life because I forgot to think about all the other things that come with adulting, like bills.
Yeah.
That I'm not on at all.
That's not the one. But yeah, guys, adulting is just, I just think essentially your parents letting go is such a crazy thing. Just doing things by yourself. Before, if you needed something, it was mommy, can I have your card? Now I have a whole ass bank account. I have to put money in my savings. I have to put money. So, where's my mommy's card? What's all this?
Shout out my mom, because I still use her card every now and then. But she has definitely been, she started avoiding me now. That's okay, that's okay. But yeah, I think adults would definitely, and also just the obviously Chida and I have not reached this stage, but the concept of marrying and having children, first of all, I have to move out of my dad's house and be in charge of my own house.
I know four people, obviously because I go to a very Catholic school and loads of people have boyfriends in the Navy, Army, whatever. I know four people that are engaged and we haven't graduated yet. Four people. And I'm not talking play engagement, okay.
Who's play engagement? Don't kill me.
Promise ring, you're the one I was married. No, these girls have rocks on their finger.
Rocks.
They're living with these men. And I'm like, period.
But, you know what the wildest concept to me is because as somebody who lives by myself, I struggle to even think of, what am I going to eat for breakfast? What am I going to eat for lunch? What am I going to eat for dinner? So the fact that one day you have children and you have to think about what are they going to have for breakfast? And those, you know me, sometimes I only eat 2 meals a day. Some days, one meal.
One meal, guys.
Whereas these guys have to eat 3 times and they'll not say that they want snacks. Then
I'm still buying Capri Sun.
And the meals now have to be healthy. You now have to be saying, no, you already ate 2 burger today. You can't eat another burger. That's just mental.
I think even before you even have the kids, the process of having a kid, just starting to be more responsible for your body and healthier, cutting, if you guys smoke, cutting the smoking, cutting the drinking, going to gyno appointments, being
oh my god, gyno, pap smears. You guys, when you turn 25, at least in the UK, when you turn 25, you can't stop it. For pap smears, and honestly, the concept of pap smears is one of the scariest things to me ever. Because what do you mean, dip? And everybody talks about how uncomfortable it is. They're putting something in. Oh, guys, I don't want to grow up.
I
I
think the
don't.
craziest thing for me, especially, is just like having life insurance. Why do I have life insurance?
As per, like, you are planning your life might end.
I don't get. But yeah, that's it on adulthood. The next one is uni. God punished all those Nickelodeon, Hallmark, Universal
Even Grown-ish. I
for
want
giving us.
Grown-ish. High School Music. Okay, High School Musical is not uni, but like,
But giving us that content that made it seem like uni was like, ah, God punish you guys.
college, you know, sororities and
I am suffering.
parties and like beer pong. Oh my God.
Nah, bruv. No. Like, obviously, I think it obviously depends what kind of school you go to. So some people's experiences are like slightly similar to that, but like, uni is not a joke, especially when you're from the land of Nigeria and the pound and dollar rise every single fucking day. You can't be affording to sleep. You can't be like, you go
No
to sleep.
sleep, no sleep. Wake up, collect your
Yeah.
money, collect your
Uni
money. Sleep,
seems
wake up.
so much more like, especially all those girls that be like, come with me for a day in uni. It's like, I go get Starbucks. I go back to, no, why are you lying? You're running to your class.
Was gonna say something just now. Not even just like about uni, but just about where your life is supposed to be at what point. Like, you
Yeah.
watch Hannah Montana, she was like, I don't know, 14. She had Jake and Jesse running after her. So me, I thought, okay, by 18, 19, I'll have a boyfriend. I'll be settled down. You know, we'll go to prom. Ha! Guys, I'm still single. Very, very single. And it's just like, so Hannah Montana was lying. You know?
Yeah. Not even like passing the whole like having someone chasing after you. No one mentioned, you know, TV show, they kind of glorified heartbreak. Like it's like, oh, your heart breaks, you cry to your daddy, eat chocolate, you know, and you know, you get back on your feet and you're up again. Nah, bruv, that was depression for like 2 months.
Yo.
That shit hurts.
Yeah, they make it sound like you're eating some ice cream.
Yeah, and you'll be fine. No, it hurts. But yeah, next one is, I know both of us can say this one, boarding school. And we're going to talk about boarding school in two ways because we both did boarding school in Niger and we both did boarding school in England. And I think boarding school in Niger, I'm not going to lie, it wasn't really glorified like that. Like that boarding school in Niger was kind of like they said it how it was.
Yeah,
Like
for sure,
they
for
beat
sure.
you, your hair has to be this, like this is it. And shout out to my mommy and daddy for making me sit day waterman, for hearing about day waterman from a friend, because I would have ended up in like Louisville or Lagoon.
Shout out to
Oh,
me, because I was the one
great.
that brought the waterman to the table in my house. I would have probably ended
Oh,
up in Olashere, because my cousins went there. And that would not have been fun, because why is it that on the Olashere list for things that you need to pack when you're going to school? Why is there hoe and cutlass? Why is there hoa cutlass?
I don't know, guys. Like, glory be to God. Because if my dad
In
didn't
the
hear about
highest.
day waterman from someone's friend, and he was like, okay, write the exam. And shout out to day waterman for making that exam easy as hell. Because DWC was, you know, like everything was bad. Like, boarding school in Niger is like bad. But day waterman was the best of the bad. You know,
Yeah,
day waterman was. You know,
was
there
good.
wasn't one kids when we came home from half term. We always look like refreshed. We didn't really look beaten up like
In
that. Some people
fact, you know, all people that went to all the other boarding schools, they first of all they hate us. And
they
second
hate
of all,
you.
they all have this, even before they meet us, they all have this assumption that we're all like stuck up. And everybody that meets us is always like, oh, I thought you would be, but you're not. I'm like, yeah, don't just assume. Don't just assume, okay? I'm a great person. But yeah, I think Chira and I definitely enjoyed more than the average person who went to boarding school in Nigeria. But yeah, in terms of coming to school abroad,
It's not like Mallory Towers or St.
St.
Clair's.
Clair's.
I think one thing that was definitely a really big thing for me was just like, obviously in Niger, everything is very regimented and authority or nothing. And going to England where you could actually like where they'd be like, oh, you know, you got this grade on a test, but speak to me after. And you could actually go to your teacher and like dispute your grade, or like you had your phone all day, or you could be in home clothes. I was like, wow, this is freedom.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, with coming to school abroad, there are definitely like some expectations that turned out to be reality. Like I'd heard before that they don't greet their teachers, they just say hi, and that's what happened. But I would definitely say like it's not all roses. Like they make
Like,
it seem as if if you're going abroad, you're hitting
yeah,
the
like,
jackpot.
no, I feel like just listen.
No.
I feel like Mallory Towers definitely glorified the experience, especially with like midnight snacks and sneaking out of the guys, sneak out the dorms. They're calling your mommy and daddy, like, immediately. But also, like, yeah, like, I feel like people expect boarding school to be, especially for me in America. Like, when I tell loads of people I went to boarding school, the first question everyone kind of asks me is like, do your parents hate you? Like, because boarding school is viewed as such a bad thing. Like, you're such a, like, you're only sent off to boarding school if you're like the worst of the worst. And shout out to my friend Ariana. My friend Ariana is actually American, and she was sent to
Ariana, what are you
England.
doing here?
She
Sorry.
was sent to England, as a like behavioral thing. And I was
Why
like, that's
England? Because boarding, it's true, that's what they
right.
do. Because I remember in Wild Child,
Yeah, they
they
sent
sent
her
her
to boarding
to boarding
school.
school. Those are probably the people that are perpetrating these stereotypes. So.
Yeah. I think another thing is like everyone believes that everyone in boarding school, like you guys are in this dorm and you guys are going to be the best of friends. Nine times out of ten, you hate like at least 50% of the people in your dorm because nine times out of ten, you're trying to sleep and somebody's giggling and you're going to fight and it's not gonna end up nice. But yeah, boarding school, interesting experience. Another one, we kind of have to speak about this. This is under the realm of the motherland. And you know, I'm not
Motherland.
trying to gatekeep, yeah. I'm not trying to gatekeep, but like Dirty December was fun, so everyone started trying to get in on it. Like, if you don't like if you're not in Lagos, if your passport isn't green and you're one of those people that like, oh yeah, I went to Lagos when I was two. I don't want to see you in Lagos for Dirty December because you're the reason Native Land happened the way it happened.
Lol, because there's too many of you.
There's too many of you,
The place
bro.
exploded.
Native Land had been happening for what, like 4 years. You people came, gifts broke, people getting electrocuted, stage fell. It's overcrowded.
Okay, but also to the owners of Native, also you guys,
Yeah,
we've
man.
talked about Native Land before. I'm sure we've talked about Native Land before, but they also did a madness, I'll be real.
Yeah.
But I think I just wanted to say, like, my thing with Dirty December is that because so many people are like, oh yeah, Lagos in December, I feel like it actually puts pressure on it. Like before, like
Yeah.
it was just like, okay, I'm going to see my friends, go for a couple of concerts, go for a couple of parties. And we'll have a good time. We'll have lunch and dinner. But now, first of all, there's nothing like lunch and dinner. No time for lunch and dinner in December.
Right.
Second of all, like I feel
Every
like if you're not out back to back to back to back, you feel like you're missing out. And I'll be
Yeah.
real, a lot of those parties are the same.
Shout out to Ronald Osai. Ronald went out 6 days in 1 week.
And that's just not necessary.
And I think it should because I feel like the passive, like the past, like when it was like 2018, Dirty December, like when you come home, like things are happening regardless. But by 2019, there was a schedule released on the 1st of December showing every event happening, and there was something every day. And I think for me, it was crazy how it was like Native Land. We went home to see from Native Land. We went to Copacabana. Went home to see from Copacabana. Me, I was like, enough is enough, bro. I'm tired. But there was Megan. After Megan, there was Future. Like, how? How are we finna do this, bro? I just feel like it's
Copacabana.
also like,
Lagos in
obviously,
December, I'm coming to you.
because Lagos is like, obviously, they make so much money in December, but I feel like even the Lagosians are taking they're taking the piss a bit. That year, bullets used to be 300 naira. Why is bullets now 1K for one? Why?
Because the economy is bad.
But yeah, I
But
think.
still, what is that? A pound? £1.20
Yeah.
max for
I feel
an
like.
18%. Oh, Nigeria is a finished
I feel like when
country.
people, especially if you're not like a live in like a Lagos like regional resident, I feel like when you come for Jesse December, because so many people have such high expectations, like I feel like it's a lot. Like being realistic to you guys, me and I know like the most we did was like 3 days in a row. I think if that's we did native Copa and something else, but like that was it. I can't do people that go out every day. The fourth day, by the time they called me, I said, lose my number, bruv.
I know what things that we didn't even do every day. I think we did Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. But why is that
Yeah.
by Monday? Like, I felt like a dead person.
No,
Like,
I don't lost her voice.
and the thing is, I don't lose my voice. Like, anybody that knows me knows I
Yeah.
shout, shout, shout. I don't lose. But I lost my Lagos. Wow.
I went to church. Oh, no. It was a lot. And you know, like, you know, fair enough to us, but like, shout out to the drivers because those are drivers that are keeping
No,
up
shout out to the drivers
fire
for real, because they know that what's in December.
everything.
What's in December?
Guy, shout out to those drivers. I mean, fair enough, they start work, they resume work at like 8 p.m. But those guys are up till 6. They'll go home, see their wife, and come back and carry you and your drunk friends around the island. Nah, bro, shout out to the drivers. And I think another thing, just speaking about it, is like this whole living in the motherland, like, oh, I'm going to find my roots, you know. Or like these people that'll be like, oh my God, I got my braids done in Lagos for
I
like
can't lie.
$2.
For £2. Oh my God. First of all,
Oh, shut up, you
if you call it the
guys.
motherland,
You call it the motherland, you shouldn't be going back.
stay at home immediately. Because why can't you guys just be normal? What do you mean the
Yeah.
motherland?
Why are you glorifying it? Like you're
And don't be
glorifying
like, oh my God,
oppression.
follow me, go do my hair for 50p in Lagos. And I'm just like, yes, I'm not gonna lie, Lagos is a fun place, it's a vibe. But and then you guys will come and live in a house in Lekki and be like, look at my mansion. Meanwhile, if you look across the road, just across the road, people are struggling. Don't you
Yeah.
feel like,
My favorites are the people that be like, yeah, you know, home is I'm back home, but they're staying in Echo Hotel. If this is your
Ooh.
home, where's your house? It's in the village. So go there. But yeah, I think just like living in the motherland, like being like everyone thinks this is all those ones where they'll be like, what everyone thinks is Lagos, what's really Lagos, and they show a beautiful landscape. I was like, no, the first one is really
Is
Lagos, like
really Lagos, to be
really Lagos.
honest.
And you guys are the reason why I have to get to the airport 4 hours early. Because you guys are arguing with the people at Air Peace and Emirates because they won't let you carry your stuff on board. Because you're not
Airpiece.
local. Just slip 1,000 naira notes under the table and you keep your suitcase moving. But no, yeah, they're like, I want to speak to the manager. Manager has off to work. He's at home.
I want to speak to the manager. When I watch it, it turns off my American accent. I just love it.
I'll never forget the day I was in MM2 and I was flying. And I think this girl, they were trying to take something off her. I think, I can't remember what it was. And she was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I have rights. I was like, eh? No one has rights to this plane.
What do you
Tell you, the dictatorship. And
mean?
she was like, this is so fucking unbelievable. I was like, ah, you swore. You're not getting on this plane. I
The
was like,
way
shut
they're
up.
gonna make her life hell. What does she mean? Fuck it. Eh?
But yeah, oh my God. But yeah, guys, she was swearing at airport officials. I was like, these ones have no fan officials. Nah, bro. I
They
started losing my
are
ID.
not above beating those
But
guys.
yeah, the last thing we have to speak about is just social media and its expectations. I don't know, would you like to start this one
I
off?
think by now we should all know that Instagram is fake. TikTok used to be real, but TikTok is also fake.
Even be
Be
real is
real. Be real
fake.
is also fake because I've definitely waited to what I was doing something excited to post my be real.
No,
I
dead
think
ass.
it's just like, especially versus reality, this is just ending on a cute note of like, obviously, don't compare yourself to others. Because me, if you look at my Instagram pictures, I look baddie, 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 baddie. If you see me now, I still look nice, but I look bold, first of all.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is different, So don't be, and like Chira was saying earlier, the TikTok girls that will say, oh, a day in the life of me at college, I'm going to Starbucks. They're lying. They
Yeah,
just
bro.
picked one day. Every other day, they're not doing that too. Just that one day that they said, let me film content.
Yeah.
And I think...
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I just think, like, don't let social media get you down. Like, social media is very fake life. And we spoke about that episode where we're speaking about Birkins and this, like, all those people that be like, I have this bag, my boyfriend got me this. 9 times out of 10 is fake. Like,
So don't, empty barrels make the loudest noise on that. Just live your life.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Care package says,
be yourself. Be
yourself. Anyway, guys, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of the Care Package. Thanks for sticking with us. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod if you want. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on TikTok at the Care Package Pod. And the thing is that we've not posted any TikToks, but also we don't have any followers because every week I've been saying followers and you guys have not been following. So until you follow us, we will not post. Let's do it like that. But yeah, follow us so you know when our next video will be. Till next time.
Bye. This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.